And welcome back to WSHIT's Focus on Film. Every Wednesday, we take a look at some of the celluloid that has changed our hearts, tickled our souls, and changed our lives. The year was 1990, and Hollywood was turning out movies like butter from a cream factory. Without attention to detail, script construction, and seemingly not a single ounce of talent in any studio anywhere, the movies kept coming. Mermaid, Days of Thunder, Misery, Goodfellas, and Dances with Wolves. These are just a few of the titles long since forgotten, and those who were unlucky enough to star in them faded sunset, a star on a tumble-weeded highway. One film, and one film only, stood out in a sea of malarkey. And one actor, nay, one thespian, gave the performance of a lifetime. I am talking, of course, about Trolls Part 2. Few actors or actresses have captured the hearts and spirits of the thespianic generation as George Hardy playing Michael Waits. In what can only be described as the scene that changed acting forever, Hardy's character gives the small boy in the movie a monologue for the ages. Hear now that unforgettable scene.
What are you going to do to me, Daddy?
Tighten my belt by one loop so I don't feel hunger pains, and your sister and mother will have to do likewise. Okay, Joshua, you want to get rough with me? You want to show me that you don't like the choice of this house for our vacation by going on a hunger strike? Well, I'll accept the challenge. But just remember, when I was your age, I really did suffer from hunger. We'll see who gets through this. But just remember, I've got more practice than you. I'll see you tomorrow.
A masterclass indeed. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
We know him as the over 50 everything. He's the guy who lets you know about everything you need to do to be, what is it? A badass over 50.
Badass.
But not the kind of badass that people don't give a fuck about. The kind of badass people love. There's two kinds of badasses in the world. One, no one gives a shit about. And the other is me. I'm Frankie. I'll be back. Okay,
yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Here it is. So Frankie B is back with more advice for men over 50 in the dating world. And I really thought this was an important video to go ahead and cover because it's funny.
It really is.
There's no other reason. We just want to laugh at Frank. She might not even be your first choice. She might not even know who you are. You might just have sat down at a table you just saw a single woman at. And said, hi, I'm your date tonight. And when she starts fiddling with her phone, you know you're in trouble. Move to the next table with another
right. Scene. Move across the bar.
You might have walked into the old people's home, sat down next to a lady that's, remember, within 20 years of your age. So maybe she's 92, maybe she's 91. You have to do the math on your own. I gave you the equation on the last video. But let's say you walk into the old folks' home and you sit down next to a 92-year-old lady and she starts fiddling with her phone.
Yeah.
It's likely it's another man or she's calling 911.
Right.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Someone told me your pool wasn't draining correctly. I came over to clean your pool.
Oh, that's correct. My pool, it's not very wet.
Your pool seems pretty wet to me. Let me take out my cleaning stick. My cleaning rod. It's double extended. Oh, God! I'll just have to stick it in your drain.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it was.
In production. Okay. Currently in production at the TCV Studios. We're not making enough money with the damn advertising, so now we got to rent continue 70s porn movies here with our purple lighting all set up at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And
Happy New Year!
Welcome back to the commercial break. It's another week. It's another episode. How was your week?
It was fantastic. I went to go visit some family, and it was non-stop action.
Action park.
And not in the pool boy way.
Oh. Triple extender.
Yes. Yeah, when there's a three-year-old and a five-year-old boys running around, it's nonstop.
It's not. It's
and
not,
you just want to play with
that's
them.
It's not organic Viagra.
Because it's fun.
Have children
but
around.
Man.
My little brother Patrick took Matthias for the first time ever on his own, Matthias by himself.
Yeah.
Matthias, for those of you that don't follow the show or just jumping in, is my 2.5-plus-year-old son who is directly in the middle of that terrible twos. And I think terrible twos doesn't really mean that they're like terrible.
No.
And what it means is they have so much fucking energy and they don't know where to put it that you cannot take your eyes off those children for one minute.
And they're so curious. What's this?
Today he was curious about his shit. Picked it up with his hand and was like rubbing it on his stomach. He's like, da-da. Poo-poo coming. Now he's like putting words together for sentences. He's like, poo-poo coming. And I'm like, poo-poo already here on your fucking chest. Kid, that is adult behavior. That is adult fetish behavior. Go to jail for that, son. So Patrick took him all by himself, and then we came. I said, "I'm going to cure Patrick of any thoughts or notions he has of having children." Yep. And we came back, and Pat was like, "I need a fucking nap, man. How do you do that for 24 hours a day?" I'm like, "It's just another level. It's another level of energy."
Yeah,
you
go into like some kind of another mode. Because I say the same thing with my sister. I'm like, "How does she do it?"
I just don't know. Just, I mean, it's like you just do it.
You just do it.
It's just, that's the thing
what
about
else
parents.
Are you going to do?
Yeah. Every parent around the world knows this, right? Yes. You just do it. Like, it just happens. And all of a sudden, you have to take care. I liken it to having a dog. Only this time, when you have children, you can actually go to jail for neglecting them. So, like, my little shithead Yorkie that runs around barking, I'm just like, shut the fuck up! You know? I'm so pent up with frustration around the dog barking all the time. Yes. But you can't do that with a little kid. Because you realize that they're little humans, and you're going to grow into big humans. And
you don't want to fuck them up.
I'm going to have to pay for their therapy at some point, so I might as well...
Do the best you can right now.
Lessen up the bill. That's right. Oh my God, he's a Tasmanian devil. That's what he is.
He's adorable.
He is a cutie. Uh-huh. Yeah, he runs and his little butt.
That's
like, moves
the thing.
Like
they're so cute. Yeah.
It just moves like left to right. He's like moving his butt left to right. You can hear him right now. He's screaming in the background. Here's the other thing about Matthias is that Matthias thinks that this is a world of wonder here, this studio with all the wires and the televisions and the screens and camera and this machine that makes a bunch of noises.
TV.
We would cut him off of TV. So now, I mean, not cut him off totally, but we only use it under the most emergency of circumstances. That's right. Like if we have to do something together and he's just not, he won't sit and play by himself. So we turn on the TV for 10 or 15 minutes and then that's it. Because I'm realizing that the screen is really the devil, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like crack to these kids and you got to take them off. So anyway, every time that I come in this studio, there is a major World War III meltdown because I am in the playpen that he wants to be in. Yeah. He thinks I'm in here having fun.
Right.
He doesn't realize that I really just probably wouldn't rather be doing this all together if it wasn't for the fact that now we actually have listeners. We got this. So anyway, www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and gain access to the entire media library of the commercial break from episode 1 to episode 60, whatever the fuck this is. 60. We're past 60. Woo! I read an interesting statistic before I finish with the show liners. There are 2 million podcasts in the Apple directory, which is the official directory that most podcast publishers will pull from, is that Apple directory, right? If it's in the Apple directory, it's official.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the stats come from the Apple directory. 2 million plus podcasts.
That's wild.
1.5.
I believe it.
I know. 1.5 of them are considered active, meaning they had one episode. So there's 500,000 that just have names, right? And there's 1.5 that...
Started it, but just it just never got off the ground.
Just like a teenage boy have a teenage boy having sex. It just never really got it in there. before he blew his top. It's hard. It's harder than it looks, right? I'm not saying that we're doing something incredibly hard. You know, people actually work for a living. We just sit here and talk. But 1.5 actually have one episode.
Yes.
Then if you go past three episodes, you're talking about 766,000 of those podcasts. So less than half of all the podcasts that are in that directory have had more than three episodes. And once you get past 10, it's a really small number. So when you're at 60, it's like you're like, I don't know. You really have done some incredible, you've created a library of content.
You've crossed over like when you're a parent. And you find that reserve energy.
Once you see that pregnancy sign, you're like, oh man, you're just so full of excitement and wonder and joy. And then they turn two. You're like, holy shit.
Well, we're similar to our podcast. We're one.
That's
we're
right.
One and a half.
We're two and a half. We're two and a half. We're a little squirrely. We kind of haven't figured out where to focus all of our energy. But we're humans. Yes. We have a voice and we're talking and all that good stuff. So TCB Podcast is where you go. You know the drill. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, the ever-growing Instagram account at The Commercial Break is where you find content. You can find nowhere else, and it's basically the only social media that we really pay attention to. So yes. If you're interested, follow us at The Commercial Break. And then, of course, the ever-growing, ever-expanding universe of Clubhouse. That is where we are spending a lot of time. So if you need a Clubhouse invite, I now have like 40 of them because I started the Comedy Podcast Club, which is inside a Clubhouse. If you're in Clubhouse, you'll know what a club is. Go look for Comedy Podcasts with an S, started by me and my good friend Jen Ficino, and you can join that club. If you need an invite, I have a plethora of them. Mm-hmm. Just text me, 470-584-8449, 470-584-8449, or DM me, and I promise we'll get you an invite one way or the other. You got to be on iPhone or now. Android has rolled out in
beta.
They
did.
So yeah, great. Yesterday they rolled out. We're recording this whenever, but they recorded yesterday. They sent out some invites to people on Android. So there you go.
Nice.
Now I don't know that everyone can get on it if you have Android, but I have an invite, so you can try. We can try if you've got an Android. And then we will be recording live inside of Clubhouse in either that Comedy Podcast Club or the Commercial Break Club. So if you're not on Clubhouse, get on Clubhouse. It's an amazing application.
It's really cool, and it's in its infancy.
Oh yeah, there's
so you can really see it grow
young.
And change.
Yeah, it's already changed so much even since I've been on there the last 4 or 5, 6 months. Mm-hmm. But it's ever changing. It's really cool. Podcasts and Clubhouse, I feel like, are a marriage made in heaven. And we intend to do a lot more on Clubhouse starting very soon. So make sure you get to it. Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Couple things I want to get to. Actually, one thing I want to get to, and one thing only today.
What is that, Brian?
I'll let you take a guess, right? But I'll play some music, and I'll let you take a guess.
Everybody, it's me, Frank.
Oh, yes.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back. I got more advice for you. I've been at the gym. I've been in Punta Cana with all the beautiful ladies, and now I'm here and I'm back, and I'm ready to give you some more advice on dating over 50. Get up and get it. you get your dick hard. Listen to Frankie B. Yeah,
I've noticed that Frankie B has cut out his music, so now I'm the only one that's playing Frankie B's music before Frankie B's videos. I don't know why he did either. Maybe there's like a copyright dispute, and I am currently aiming for a lawsuit. But I promise, if you wrote and produced that music, just contact me, and I'll whatever we need to figure out, we'll figure out. Yeah. But I have no idea where it came from. It just was on one of his a number of his videos. So Frankie B is back. We know him as the over 50 everything. He's the guy who lets you know about everything you need to do to be what is it? A badass over 50,
badass.
But not the kind of badass that people don't give a fuck about, the kind of badass people love. There's two kinds of badasses in the world. One, no one gives a shit about. And the other is me. I'm Frankie. I'll be back. Okay, yes. You ready?
Yes.
Here it is. So Frankie B is back with more advice for men over 50 in the dating world. And I really thought this was an important video to go ahead and cover because it's funny.
It really is.
There's no other reason. We just want to laugh at Frank. And I want to say this, too. I mean, I know that there's a very small chance that Frank will ever see this, ever hear this. I mean, maybe, right? We do have a kind of an audience, and so maybe somebody's going to tell Frank or let Frank know that this is out there in the universe. Frank, I welcome you on the podcast.
Absolutely.
This is all from a place of love.
Please.
You do give some pretty douchebag advice, and we should talk about that, but this is all from a place of love and fun, and and you're douchebag. So let's let's get to it. Ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for yet another classic?
I have my seatbelt strapped in and ready.
I can't believe everybody in the world is not subscribed to this channel yet. Now, this is a little bit of an older video. It's like 3 months old. So Frank's going to talk about his subscribership. Just know that it's doubled since then. Okay. So here we go.
And this channel is geared for the mature men out there who are looking to up their game in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle.
Grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. He covers it all. And hotel gyms, in case you're wondering. Okay. He does literally a video that's 30 minutes long on the hotel fucking gym. Frank, no. You know what you're doing wrong at the hotel gym? You don't go to a hotel for the gym, Frank.
No.
Give yourself a break. Some fucking pasta.
Anytime during this video, if you like what you hear, if you dig what you're seeing, do me a favor. Give the video a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button.
Hit that subscribe button.
Dig it.
Dig it.
Dig
if you dig it, dug it. If you dig it, like it. If you like it, subscribe it. If you subscribe it, I don't know. I literally do another video in the next 5 minutes. Cost me $10,000 per episode of this show to get it professionally recorded. Hit and like that subscribe. I'm up to 1,200 subscribers now.
Listen, I got 905 subscribers.
I would not be advertising that, Frank. I just wouldn't be advertising that. I'm just going to help you out there.
I'm nearing the century mark of 1,000. Now,
you're nearing the century mark in your age, too. I mean, listen, you do look great for your age, but I mean, come on, this is 1,000. What does Kim Kardashian have?
Right,
16
millions,
and a half billion
billions.
Views on her videos? Yeah.
For all of you YouTubers out there, men's channels who are watching this video, you're laughing at me. But just remember, you were all there at one time.
Okay, no. Hold on.
Hold on.
He might be catching on to the fact that we're out there. Now, listen, I don't know that I'm the only one talking about Frank Bernardo. There might be other people out there that are doing this, right?
Yeah.
And so sounds like Frank's taking it all in stride, right? He's saying, you know, you've all been there. But no, we all haven't been there, Frank. We all have a channel geared toward douchebag advice where you never get to the fucking point.
Right.
That's the reality. And, you know, I don't know. There's just something about him making the assumption that all the YouTubers are out there watching him, right? He's like, for all you YouTubers out there watching me.
Laugh all you want.
But I'm on my way to 65 million subscribers. I'm on my way to a Netflix special.
So, yes, I am very excited to get to that 1,000 subscriber mark.
Okay, to be fair, I would be excited to be at the 1,000 subscriber mark, too. So, to be fair, I just want to throw that out there.
And with a little bit of your help, I can get there even faster. So, without further ado, let's get into tip number one.
Please, no more ado, Frank. Let's just get to the point.
One, that she's just not interested in you. Well, tip number one, guys, she just point blank tells you, listen, I really enjoyed the date, but I don't think we had any chemistry. It's like,
how is that the tip?
Five signs she's not into you. Number one, she tells you she's not into you. Come on, Frank. Come on, man. You got to give us some inside baseball here. We're looking for some information that could help.
Yes.
Number one is she tells you she's not that into you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Chrissy. All right. I know. I don't need you to say anything.
What? If some woman told me that we didn't have any chemistry on the first date, yeah, man, that is going to sting. But guess what? It takes all the guesswork out. You know what?
Sure does.
It absolutely does. Yep. Just not that into you.
Right? Yeah. We are not going to have sex. I do not like you. Yeah. I have never been interested in you.
No, don't call
but
me.
But so maybe. So maybe.
Tell him there's a chance.
Takes all the guesswork out of it. What? Come on, man. I don't know who you're hanging around with, but who you... Who thought otherwise? I can see me and my friend sitting around the table. Oh, hey, man, did you go on that blind date tonight? Sure did. Great date. We went to the bar. She left halfway through to go to the bathroom, never came back. And then I caught her trying to get into a cab, and I was like, hey, how do you think this is going? Are you ready? How do you think this is going? I'm sensing an attachment. And she said, never want to see you again. Don't talk to me. Forget my phone number. And so I'm pretty sure we're going to go on a second date.
Takes all the guesswork out.
This might be the one.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I went and got a ring yesterday.
But that ride home, instead of thinking, how am I going to text her? What am I going to say to her to get the second date? You know what? You got to be worrying about who you're going to get the second date with, because it's not going to be her. Forget about it and move on. So tip number two.
That is rock solid advice.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe you have to say
when
that.
When Dr. Phil retires. It's kind of like Jeopardy. They're trying to find a fill-in.
Right.
I know what we should do when Dr. Phil retires. Frank Bernardo.
Two, the conversation is forced. If your conversation is not flowing freely, there's short answers by her, she seems disinterested, she doesn't elaborate on what either you or she is talking about, guys, it's over. Because if she's interested in you, you're going to have her undivided attention. Even if she doesn't want to elaborate, she's going to.
If you walk in the room, tear your shirt off and go, look at my body. And she doesn't give you like a 4-paragraph response. It's, what do you think of my pecs? How do you like my hair? Have you ever been to a hotel gym? Don't worry about low T. I've got high T. Excuse me for a second. Can you excuse me while I take some
Have
testosterone?
You ever been to a hotel gym?
How do you feel about pay by the hour motels? Oh, my God. If she's giving you one-word responses, you're in trouble. Frank, give us more information than this. Tell us what we should be saying to the girl in order to get the second date. If it's not going that well, and it's not going that well, and she's told you that she doesn't like you and she wants nothing to do with you, and she's giving you one-word responses to whatever questions you are asking her, why don't you tell her some questions we could do to maybe gain the interest or at least have fun on the rest of the date?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But no, this is all Frank, we can figure this out. From a fucking hopefully. Hallmark commercial. Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
She's giving you short answers and her eyes are going all over the place. God,
she's probably snorting cocaine. If your eyes are going all over the place, then her eyes are going all over the place. And you guys are having trouble connecting. Because that Coke you got from Jose was really fantastic. This, I'm just going to say, there might be a question mark on this one. It's not a 100% guesswork because sometimes my eyes are all over the place too. I'm looking to see who else is looking at my body since I walked in the restaurant without a shirt on. For those of you that didn't hear our last episode on Frankie B, he literally said that he, the first thing a badass does is walks in the door and says, look at my body. And we imagined him like the Kool-Aid guy running through a glass door to the restaurant and then him taking his shirt off and
like the Incredible Hulk.
Look at my body.
She's not interested. We all know what a fake forced laugh is. We've all heard it. So guys, tip number three, if that girl is forcing her laugh or faking her laugh, maybe it's time to move on.
If this girl's faking her orgasm, we've all heard it before. Might be the number three sign that girl's not into you. Oh, more. Oh. Gotta get my hair done at 7.
Yeah.
Can you hurry it up there? Can you hurry it up there? Victor Viagra.
Because what she's doing, guys, is she's just trying to force fake her laugh just to get to the end of the day. If her eyes do not match her smile, you should be able to pick that out. And guys,
What? If her eyes don't match her smile?
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, if you smile, you can kind of smile with your eyes too, but I don't know.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Funny, Frank.
Funny. Funny, Frank. Real funny. That's funny, Frank. Can you put your shirt back on?
I think I'd be real laughing if with Frank without a shirt on. But.
I think I'd be real laughing if Frank walked in the restaurant at all.
Yes.
I'd be like, and he just kind of struts the stuff down the catwalk by the bar. Well, I bet Frank is the kind of guy that takes he just takes once around the bar just so everybody knows that he's there, right?
Yes.
He just kind of, he just doesn't even know
Frank
anybody.
Frank wears a ton of cologne.
Oh my God. Frank wears a ton of cologne. There's so much mousse in his hair. He probably, if it's casual, like, you know, he probably has a cutoff shirt on. He's got some big belt buckle that says something ridiculous, like, you know, playing on or something. And then he like, you know, he takes a lap around the bar, even in bars he's never been into, and he says hello to people he doesn't know to make you think he knows people. Hey, man, how you doing? All right. Let me get a lemon spritzer. Let me get a lemon spritzer, double vodka. I'm a badass.
Guys, move on. So tip number four, it was a short date. Have you ever been on a date that it was like one drink and done? How do those work out for you afterwards? Not real well. That's a clear sign that she's totally not interested. If she has one drink and all of a sudden she's got to kind of get up and go, or she's got other plans, that's a bunch of baloney. Because...
if a woman tells you she's got to go home, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's when you... It's when you break out your twist ties, put her in handcuffs. Now's when she wants a real man to abduct her. Frank, it's this creepy, creepy advice, man. You got to understand, you got to like read the room a little bit. If a woman says she has to go, whatever the reason is.
Her eyes are rolling in the
back of her head.
She's fake laughing.
She's taking one too many Xanax. She's fake laughing. And she tells you she has to go. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's bullshit or not. She's got to go.
Yes.
That's it. It's 2021, kid. Not 2004, you know, 1942, wherever you came from.
Because on dates, just like you, you're not looking to get out of there unless there's a problem. So she's sending you a hardcore signal. When she's a one and done drink, and she's out of there, guys, don't even think about calling her. She's not interested in you.
Come on, Frank. Really? One and done. I don't know.
I don't know if you can call these tips.
These aren't tips. These are just like Captain Obvious type shit,
exactly.
Right? It's like if you really have to watch if you watch this video and you feel like a light bulb went off, you should reevaluate your dating strategies,
you
right? If someone has a one and done drink, if they literally walk in the door, I mean, this is just my opinion, but if they walk in the door, you guys exchange pleasantries, she doesn't respond to any of your questions. She's not looking at you directly. She's checking her phone. And then she asks for the check after one drink. How could that not be a sign that she wasn't interested in you?
Exactly.
This one didn't work out. It's time to move on to the next one.
Right.
Next, Frank is going to be like, if you ask her for the second date and she says no, it's likely she's not into you. If she never calls you again, I don't know. I don't know. But she might not be into you. Captain fucking obvious.
Yeah.
See, this is the type of non-persuasive information, Frank, that there's a lot of potatoes and no meat here, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is the kind of information you're giving on your channel on a pretty frequent basis, because Brian Green watches a lot of Frank Bernardo, just to let you know that. I watch a lot of Frank Bernardo, and I don't know, I have a liking to you now, right? Because I just, because I'm watching a lot of you, and I understand you're just out there in the world trying to make yourself a YouTube star over 62 years old. But the reality is that almost all of your videos are all style and no substance, right? You look good for whatever age it is you are. You're all slicked up and dolled up, and the camera work looks good. But once you turn it on, then you don't give any information that's worth a shit. I mean, who's going to take this? This is not advice. This is just like, come on, Captain Obvious.
Tip number five, that she's totally not interested in you, is she's always fiddling with her phone. Guys, if she's monkeying around with that phone consistently throughout your whole day, not only is that rude, but that's totally...
But if you also remember, fiddling with your phone is a sign she's cheating on you, too. So
right.
If she's fiddling with your phone, you are literally double fucked.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be with you, and she's cheating on you. Call the police. Take that phone away from her. Tell her she can't go to the bathroom without that phone and see what she does then. Handcuff her to the wall for 3 days without food or water. See what she does then. If she tries to escape, she's cheating on you.
She doesn't like you.
She's cheating on you. Then she gets the 5-day stretch.
Telling you that she's not into you. That phone should be in her purse or, at worst case, on the bar, upside down and on silent. I can see once in a while if that woman needs to grab her phone and check up on some stuff. Because guess what? You're going to do that and I'm going to do that. But you can't be consistent on that. It's going to be once in a while. Show her attention. If she's not giving you that same attention and fiddling on the phone, it's a clear sign.
Maybe she's just playing fantasy football, Frank.
Exactly.
Maybe
Words with friends.
Yeah, words
it's
with friends.
It's her turn.
We're going back and forth on words with friends, Frank.
She's waiting for a text from another guy. Did you ever think about that?
Oh, wow, you make the you take it to 100 every time.
Yeah, he goes straight there. It's another guy. It's another guy.
It's another guy. How many ex-wives do we feel like Frank has, and how many of them were because she cheated on him? Three at least. And I'm smelling four children. Probably three of them are girls. And they're like, Dad, stop making these videos. Stacy Bernardo is out there somewhere like, please don't listen to my father. Her account on Instagram is set to private. Oh, poor Stacy Bernardo. I don't even know that she exists, but poor Stacy Bernardo.
If she did,
she'd have her Instagram on private. Because guys like me would be like, let me see what Stacy Bernardo is up to. Oh, no pictures with her dad? Cool. What? Oh, there's a picture of her on her phone. She's cheating again.
Yep.
If you are in the dating scene, okay, that's what's happening out there. Just remember, you might not have even been her first choice for that night. But guess what? She went out with you because...
What are you fucking talking about, Frank? Where did you take this, brother?
Yeah, she might not even be your
first. She might not even be your first choice. She might not even know who you are. You might just have sat down at a table you just saw a single woman at and said, hi, I'm your date tonight. And when she starts fiddling with her phone, you know you're in trouble. Move to the next table with another single.
Exactly. Move across the bar.
You might have walked into the old people's home, sat down next to a lady that's, remember, within 20 years of your age. So maybe she's 92, maybe she's 91. You have to do the math on your own. I gave you the equation on the last video. But let's say you walk into the old folks' home and you sit down next to a 92-year-old lady and she starts fiddling with her phone.
Yeah.
It's likely it's another man or she's calling 911.
Right.
What do you mean she's not you're not her first choice for the night? What does this mean?
He projects self-confidence, but I think deep down,
there's a little Frankie in there
that does not very confident.
I feel like you're right. I feel like like man boy Frankie is just, I don't know, something bad has happened to Frankie. And that's why I want to get him on the show, because I want to have a conversation, like just a serious conversation with him.
Yes.
And be like, Frank, if you would come across just with a little bit more information and a little less angle on it, right?
Right.
Because you're always taking it to 100, you know? If she's talking on the phone, she's talking to another man.
Yeah.
If she's checking her
phone,
you probably weren't
even
her first choice. Or her second. Probably not her third. I can see Frankie. I can see Frank. Like right after the divorce, he like texting some hot, you know, 36-year-old woman. And he's like, hey, you want to go out tonight? And she's like, well, I'm supposed to go out with this other guy. I'll get back to you. Yeah. Hey, have you heard back from him? I did, and he can't go out, but there's another guy that I met on Plenty of Fish.
Please.
Yeah, hold please.
I'll be right back to you.
And then, like, at 11 o'clock at night, she's like, well, I'm hungry, so will you buy me dinner? Right. I'm her fifth choice. Better get on some Jacquard Noir. Jacquard Noir. Thank God I bought, I got that special at Costco.
Costco, yep.
10 tons of Jacquard Noir, $3. By the way, I want a bottle of Jacquard Noir. So if anybody, however the fuck you say it. So if anybody has one, please let me know at the commercial break on Instagram and I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it to be delivered here, but I want it. I want it for a bit that we're doing. Even though you can't smell over a podcast, Chrissy's going to be our test subject. I'm going to hit the street with Jacquard Noir and see how girls my age feel about it. Either it's going to take them back and they're going to go wild.
Will you have your shirt on or off?
Yes. Oh, I'm going off. I'm going full dad bod.
Or at least open, like button down open.
Yeah, I like that kind of look. You know, I usually have one button open, but I'll go like three or four down. and I won't manscape at all for weeks. I'll just have like big bushy hair coming out of there, just drenched in Dakar Noir. And I want to take a video camera, a secret video camera, and I want to go around and just stand see next reactions. To women that kind of look my age. Yeah, just see what the reactions
saddle
are.
Saddle up either to the like, bar.
I don't know. Maybe I might send some women to therapy. They're like, oh, no. Time I lost my virginity on the couch of Billy's mom's house.
Because the other guy never came through, but she's constantly checking that phone to see if he is going to reach out.
Well, here's the logic, Frank. If you're not her first choice, yeah, she's going to be checking to see if Billy reached out because she doesn't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
If you're her second choice, you shouldn't be going out with her. You should. I mean, listen, under most circumstances, like if you just met the woman and, but how would you ever know she's your second choice?
How would
choice?
You know? That's the thing.
Well, you're my second choice.
Well, checking the phone, he just automatically assumes.
That's right. He just automatically assumes it's the second choice. Mm-hmm. Maybe because he was his wife's second choice.
Yeah, there's some kind of deep-seated problem.
Hey, hon, you want to go out to dinner tonight? No, I'm waiting for the pool boy to respond. Double extender, Mrs. Crumpet.
Keep that in mind. Telltale sign, she's not interested in you. Tip number 6, that she just might not give a rat's ass about you. It's rejection to your touch. Guys, here's how.
I'm picturing the recoiling away. She might not give a rat's ass.
She doesn't give a rat's ass about you. If you take your penis out, she runs in the other direction. It's just not going to work out.
She's not responding.
Yeah, she's not responding to you. If she's not responding to your penis out under the table at Chili's, shit's over.
She ain't give a rat's ass.
What are you doing? You're telling people, I don't know. I don't like where this is going, Frank. You got to watch yourself. You got to watch yourself. You're on a razor's edge here. Let's see where he goes with it.
A good date's going to go. You're going to meet. You're going to greet. You're going to have a cocktail. You're going to have appetizers.
You're going to touch her tits.
You may have dinner. You're going to have great conversation. Everything's flowing good. The laughter. And with all of that begins a touchy feely. Okay? I'm not telling you to reach around her and grab her and give her a noogie.
A noogie!
Give her a noogie! I'm not talking about giving her a wedgie. Don't do that. Not on the first date. Give her a swirly. Take her in the bathroom. Give her a swirly. What
noogie.
The fuck? A noogie?
Why are you going to the noogie?
What are you talking about?
The reach around, I thought was going somewhere else, but then the noogie That's came right. out.
I'm not talking about snapping her bra. Yeah, you saved that for the third date. My third date. How to get a fourth date in five
Definitely
easy steps.
Don't do a noogie no anytime, noogie. Ever.
No wedgies.
No wedgies or noogies.
No, you know, no face farting. None of that. None of that. Nothing. No pull my finger. Don't do any of that stuff on the first date.
Or second or third.
Or ever. Anytime. Yeah. Never have I ever given Astrid a noogie.
No,
or a wedgie.
No.
Why would I do that? Why? What's the point? What are we talking about, Frank? Reach around and give her a noogie? I thought you were going to be like, reach around grab him by the pussy. Yeah, like, no, he said, reach around and give him a noogie. Noogie. I feel like he was going to go for grab the pussy or grab the tits, but then he went to the only thing he could think of.
Noogie. Which
was, noogie. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. What are we, in third grade? I spy something. Come on, Frank. Get it together. What are you going to play, Foursquare at the end of the date? Are you up for a game of Foursquare? What about dodgeball? Here, I made this thing out of loose leaf paper that you open it up. It's got numbers and questions on it.
Oh, you're going to marry me.
Yeah, oh, you're going to marry me. Oh, we're going to live in Tahiti on the beach with four kids. Why? Because my magic finger thing told my magic loose leaf paper finger thing told me so. Are you up for a game of paperclip football? Just asking. Worked well for my first wife.
Simple touch. All right. If you simply touch her on the arm or you brush her leg in conversation and she rejects that, she's not interested in you. Now, I guess she can give them the benefit of the doubt that they might be shy, but in 99% of the cases, if she's got a bad rejection, all right?
In 99% of the cases where you ignored the signals, people went to jail.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just going in this wrong direction, Frank. Yeah,
yeah.
If she rejects your touch by saying something, or we all know, you know, if it's someone kind of recoils and they're like, eh,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that means stop. Yes. Yeah, it means stop. Stop means stop. We all know. We're not dumb. This is 2021. And even when it was 1942,
right,
it still wasn't right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just feel like, I don't know, people felt like they could get away with it then. Who knows?
Or she's even sitting in a close position where she doesn't even allow you. Chances are, guys, she's not interested in you.
If she's coiled up in the corner crying.
Balled up in a fetal position. Yeah,
it's likely she's done with the date. Call for backup.
You know what's really taboo to do when you...
Oh. What,
here
Frank?
We go, Frank.
You go on a first date is to talk about your ex. So tip number 7, if she's constantly talking about her ex, then guess what? She's not over him and she's not even interested in dating someone else. You're just a rebound. Tip number 8 that she's...
You're just a rebound.
You were her third choice rebound.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I've been a lot of people's rebounds. I take it. I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever, cool. No problem. I feel like I can make this work. We can turn this into an emotional wreck real quick. But the sex will be good in the meantime.
Totally not interested in having a second date with you. It's when you text her, her replies are weak. They're often short answers. Let me ask you something. Let's reverse this, okay? You go out on a hot date, beautiful, beautiful woman, and she texts you. How long is it going to take for you to respond to that woman? As soon as that text dings, you're back on it responding, right? Well, you should...
I don't know. I don't know about this one. I mean, listen, if she, like we were telling
this. Is he saying to text right back right away?
He's saying if she doesn't text back right away, then she's not interested. But I don't know that that's necessarily true because there's a lot of like bullshit that goes around. Like you wait 3 hours to text somebody back.
I know.
Don't seem too eager.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. I personally don't play that game mainly because I have too much anxiety to play that game. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Want to go out tomorrow? Yesterday. Yesterday. That's when I'm going. Now I'm ready.
If you start off playing games.
You might play a little bit of games back and forth. You don't want to seem too eager. And I don't think that's a sign that she doesn't like you. Also, people are busy. I feel like we've gotten into this mode in society.
Instant.
Where we feel like if someone doesn't text us back right away, that there's something wrong or that you're being ignored.
Yes.
And the truth is that we all have fucking lives to live. I'm in this new thing where I only check emails twice a day, at the beginning and at the end. And then I respond to them at the beginning of the day and at the end of the
day. That's a good
because
policy.
I cannot let email ruin my life. I cannot, your fire does not constitute my problem, right? Number one. I mean, unless it's a fire that really needs to be paying attention to, but you know my phone number, then call me. Right? And leave me a message or you can text me, but I don't feel like you texting me means I have to respond right away. And that's not because I don't love you or I don't like you. It's because I have two fucking children and a whole fucking business and a podcast that's,
there's,
you know,
other
incredibly popular
around
the world.
Phone all day.
It's true. It is. Though I think we all feel like now that is what our lives are.
It's
all
embedded
into this little phone.
It's instant.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I wish I could get away from it. I really do. Yeah. I really wish I'd get away from it. Go to the Maldives for like a month and just forget my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I went to Costa Rica, when Rafi used to live there and I would go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, we went.
Yeah, that's true. And it's literally like you have to shut the phone off because you're not getting a signal anyway.
Yes.
If you happen to be at a place where there's internet, you could get text messages. But otherwise, there's no phone.
No,
it's just like whatever.
Enjoy your surroundings
and the
people you're with.
Have fun.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Don't worry about it. You'll get to it when you get to it.
Yeah.
Expect the same from them, only it's not going to be that quick because women have to play the game. Yes, even older, mature women, they got to play the game. But if that response is 1, 2, 3 hours, 4 hours down the line, she's totally not interested in you. Because if she is, trust me, she's going to have that phone in her hand, whether she's at work or at a function, because she's looking for that text.
What the fuck, Frank?
I know.
Come on, man.
Much.
It's too much.
Also,
you are really
there's
projecting.
A difference between 1 hour and 5 hours.
I agree with you. Yeah. Or one day and 2 days. I mean, like, there's a huge difference.
Yes.
Listen, Frank, you're taking it too far. You're really projecting.
He's so insecure.
He's so insecure and anxious. And listen, I am familiar with this type of anxiety because, I mean, I'm sure we've all felt it at some point in our life. But you're giving really bad advice here. Mm-hmm. If someone doesn't respond to you in a couple of hours and you don't even know them, you've just been out on one date,
right.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean shit. If she doesn't respond in 5 days, that's a different story altogether. Yes. Then you should take a fucking hint, right? Yes. But don't get so wrapped up in how long it took her to text you back and all that other bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go out on a second date and she says can't,
then
don't write a fake text message
right away.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Right away. She says
right away. Write a fake text message. Okay, no problem. Meet you at the bar at 7. Dumbass.
Otherwise, guys, you get no response or hours down the line, she's definitely not interested in you. Tip number 9. It's eye contact. Guys, if she's not looking.
We already did this one, Frank.
Yeah.
He already did this one.
Into your eyes, she's totally not interested in you. If you're having a conversation with her and her eyes are wandering through the restaurant, the bars, the phone, she's totally disinterested.
If your date is blinking SOS to the police officer at the front door working security, it's likely she's not into you.
She's going to give a rat's ass.
Yeah. And if your date is making googly eyes at the bartender, right. You might as well pay the bill, kid. I agree with this one, Frank.
She is locked down on you. Her eyes are never going to leave your eyes. Telltale sign that she's interested is solid eye contact. If you're not...
Solid eye contact. Sounded so creepy. Solid eye contact. I feel like... What if she has an eye problem, Frank?
Right.
Or what if she has a gimpy eye? She's older. She's 92. I'm 40 something years old, so I did the math, and I could go up to 100 or down to 18. It just depends, right? I'm in that age range.
Not getting it? She's not interested, guys. Tip number 10. She needs to check her schedule when you ask her for a second date.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Frank.
Oh my God.
What are we talking about now? She has to check her schedule.
That's normal.
That's normal.
Totally normal.
I have to check my schedule before I fart. I got to make sure shit's together. Yeah. I have to check my schedule
if
every time.
If you don't have to check your schedule, then there's something wrong,
You need to get out of the house more
too
often.
Open.
Yeah, I know.
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, yes.
Can you go out?
Friday, yes.
Yes. Yes. Whatever can you go out Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday? Want, absolutely. What time? Doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, Frank, doesn't matter. What time are you going to need me there? I'm already ready. Bag's packed.
I'm already ready.
I've got a bag in the car. What are you doing? Scuba diving? I got scuba gear in the car. Where are we going to go? To the Maldives? I got plane tickets. You're ready to go. You want to go to Six Flags? I got 2 Coke cans in the back. 50% off. I got a month's supply of Viagra and Metamucil ready to go. I'm done. I'm gonna shit smoothly and have a hard cock. Let's go. Whee! Oh, Frank, what are you talking about, man? I don't even know.
She has to check her schedule.
This is why Frank is not just a run-of-the-mill YouTuber. He is a very funny YouTuber.
Yes.
Sorry, I keep banging my pen against this. People are probably like, what is that noise? I keep on banging my pen. Like I'm in a court of law gavel. That's it, Frank. Order in the court! Order in the court,
sir. You can't do that,
You can't do that, Frank. You're not a cat. You don't just have a wide open schedule. You're not just laying around coughing up fur balls and scratching your underbelly. You have to tell us something's on your schedule, Frank. You've got a job. You've got to meet your parents for dinner. Something, Frank.
Something.
Don't sound so desperate. Are we going bungee jumping? I just got bungee jumping certified. I went yesterday and got parachute certified. I'm good. Don't worry. We're covered. I became a pilot last month so we could fly wherever we want to go. Please come out with me anytime. I can't sleep alone one more night. I can't do it. Mr. Teddy Ruxpin is not enough. My Cabbage Patch dolls don't smell like your car anymore. It doesn't work.
Guys, if there's one thing I know, if a woman likes you, she knows exactly when she can see you again. Because at that date, she's already putting it in her mind. But if she gives you a short...
I thought he was going to say at that date, she's already putting it in her ass. She's already imagining it going straight up her poop shooting.
Short answer that she needs to check her schedule and get back with you, there's not going to be a second date. Well, in closing out here, let's go over a couple things.
Thank God.
God, what is the summary?
I don't know. I don't know. He wrenches. Three of them are repeats. Two of them make no sense. One of them just sounds scary.
You know, dating over 50, this is a different animal than dating when you're in your 20s or 30s, okay? Most of these women are not going to put up with men's shit, okay? They're going to be very picky, very selective. So you got to be on game. And this goes from your grooming to your fashion to your attitude to your moxie to everything about you. So
to your moxie?
Moxie.
What? I'm not even sure I understand what that means. Your moxie's got to be on point. How do you like my moxie, kid? Oh, it's on point. What are you doing Tuesday? I'm in. Which Tuesday? Doesn't matter. I'm in.
If you...
I'm free during the day, every day.
Anytime. Are a mature man, and you are going to get out on the dating scene, I really believe you need to subscribe to this channel because I can...
Oh, that's... I knew it. I knew the hook was coming. You didn't even need to subscribe to this channel. Yeah, that was the summary. Okay, we're not going to give Frank a bunch of commercials here. But wow, I mean, just listen. Just Frank is... Frank is one of a kind.
He is.
There is very few... There are very few people on the internet who do it like Frank does it. I feel like Frank is one of a kind.
He is.
I feel like he has zero good advice.
No.
I feel like most of it's not even advice at all. It's just like... common sense shit you should already know as a human being.
Yes.
But, you know, listen.
And then other things are things that not, don't listen to that.
Yeah, don't listen to it. Don't do that. Yeah, this one wasn't so bad, but there are lots of videos that where you're like, oh, isn't Frank, it's like cringeworthy. Oh, like tell her not to bring her phone into the bathroom and see how she reacts.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's like, I think that's illegal. You can't tell someone not to bring their phone in the bathroom, especially when you're married. Like, don't do that. What are you looking for, a fucking shitstorm? No wonder you're divorced. If you are divorced. I don't know if you're divorced. He's got to be divorced.
Yeah.
He's got to be divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. Or just nothing ever happened, and there's a reason for that.
That's true. He's been engaged a bunch of times. I feel like he's either divorced multiple times or been engaged multiple times and never made it to the altar. Yeah. But one of those two things is true. And I'll find out.
Yeah, because he's not sitting there saying, I've been happily married for 40 years. No. This is how I did it.
Nope. No, he is not. But man, in some of these videos, he has some beautiful young women in there. And I don't know where, they probably paid him. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? You know, he went down to on a Mexico vacation and it's just like a bunch of girls in bikinis. And okay. But it doesn't surprise me.
No.
No. It's just, I wonder if that's like right when they met him and they, and like, he's like, hey, you want to be in a, I'm a world famous YouTuber. I've got 916 subscribers.
That's exactly right.
And they're like, no, I'm English. Oh my God. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to find. Ah, stop it. Stop it, Frank. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. The brand new TCBpodcast.com is where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I, or read all the show notes and listen and watch our entire library. Go on Clubhouse, the Comedy Podcasts Club. You can join that and you'll be made part of the Comedy Podcast Club in support of Comedy Podcast category. Lots of great stuff happening in there. It's not just about podcasting. It's most of it is entertainment focused. So it's actual comedy that we're doing or something funny. Just a lot more relaxed and come on in and have some fun. Or the Commercial Break Club at Brian Green, BryanGreen on Clubhouse at TCB Chrissy, TCB Chrissy, KRISSY 470-584-8449. If you would like to text us or leave us a voicemail, standard text messaging rates do apply. I would like to thank one more time Zac Efron and his people for reaching out to come on the show. Unfortunately, we didn't get to it today. No. Frank had a new video that's 3 months old that I had to get to. Sorry, Zach, but I love you. We're going to get there. I promise. You. We're going to find a way to connect. Keep calling. We'll keep making excuses as to why we can't have you on the show.
Checking our schedule.
Checking our schedule. I'm free. No, not. Who is it? Zach? No, not there. All right. That's all I can do today. I love you.
Love you.
Until next time. Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.